صلى الله على يا أبا عبد الله. Even if I abandoned you, you still called out to me. Even when I rejected you, you still accepted me. My heart was not inclined to you, but you changed my direction. Perhaps what saved me was Zahra's affection. Aba Abdullah al-Husayn affects the intellect and the heart in a most profound manner, that he can instill conviction in the most closed off of intellects and infuse love in the most hardest of hearts. He can change the course of every traveler and does not reject anyone. That man whom days prior to the 10th of Muharram would have been known as Wahab al-Nasrani, Wahab the Christian, on the day of Ashura became Wahab al-Husayni. That freed slave whom days prior to the 10th of Muharram would not have been referred to as much more than a slave, on the day of Ashura became Joan al-Husayni. And that man whom days prior to the 10th would have been referred to as an Uthmani, or in today's terminology as a Sunni, on the day of Ashura became the truest manifestation of Zuhayr al-Husayn. Wherever Imam al-Husayn would go, Zuhayr would ensure that he did not. He would take a different course, follow a different path, all to avoid the caravan of Abi Abdullah. But a day came when Zuhayr sat down with his wife to eat, that a man came from the camp of Sayyid al-Shuhada. He entered the tent and said, O Zuhayr, Abu Abdullah al-Husayn has summoned you. Zuhayr was reluctant. He knew that Abu Abdullah was going to invite him to join his caravan, and he had no interest in joining the caravan of Abu Abdullah. His wife Dalham, on the other hand, was a follower and lover of Amir al-Mu'mineen. She insisted that Zuhayr accept the invitation of the son of the lady Fatima al-Zahra. She said, "What are you waiting for, O Zuhayr? This is Husayn who is calling you." What did Abu Abdullah do with Zuhayr that he returned laughing, that he returned smiling, with light shining from his face? He ordered for his tent to be packed up and taken next to the tent of Abu Abdullah. He then announced, "I am going to be martyred alongside Imam al-Husayn." With conviction and love, Zuhayr accompanied his master and the master of the martyrs to the plains of Karbala. It is narrated that on the day before Ashura, an enemy from the army of Umar ibn Sa'd taunted Zuhayr by saying, "O Zuhayr, you are not a Shia of this household, but you are rather an advocate of Uthman. What has happened?" In response, Zuhayr said, "I had no intention of helping Husayn, but when I met him, I was reminded of Rasulullah. I then decided to sacrifice my life alongside him for the sake of Allah and his Prophet, whom you have ignored." Tabari narrates that on the night of Ashura, Abu Abdullah gathered all of his companions and took back his allegiance. He told them that they could all leave and save themselves. At once, calls of protest could be heard from Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas, from Muslim ibn Awsajan. But now listen to the pledge of Zuhair ibn Qayn. Just days ago, he was hiding from Abu Abdullah. But on the night of Ashura, he declared, Wallah, ya ibn Rasulillah, وددت أني قتلت ثم نشرت ألف مرة وأن الله تعالى قد دفع هذه الفتنة عنك وأن هؤلاء الفتية من أخوتك وولدك وأهل بيتك. I swear by Allah that I would love to be killed and be brought back to life again, and then be killed again for you 1,000 times, so that Allah protects you and your children and your household from being killed. I want to say this, Ya Abu Abdullah, how is it that this Zuhair was running from your path, but is now prepared to give his life for you 1,000 times? But I, who was raised as your lover, am not prepared to sacrifice for you even once. Will you also take my hand and lead me to your tents as well? Will you also chase me till I become your servant? Will you also make me love you so that I live on this earth only to serve you? On the day of Ashura, Zuhair ibn Qayn was handed the flag to command the right flank. But when it came time for Abu Abdullah to lead the Dhuhr prayers, he stood like a servant in front of him to block all the arrows with his body. Zuhair's self-sacrifice knew no limits on that day. After Abu Abdullah completed his prayers, Zuhair ibn Qayn sought permission to give his life for Abu Abdullah. This warrior was well known amongst the enemies, and he sent many to the hellfire that day. But how I wish he hadn't gone. Come see how lonely Imam al-Husayn has become without him. He looked around at all the bodies of the shuhada. وَنَظَرَ يَمِينًا وَشِمَالًا. He looked to the right, he looked to the left. فَلَمْ يَرَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِهِ أَحَدًا. He does not see any of his companions ready to answer his call. This is the call of loneliness of Abu Abdullah. He cries out, Ya Muslim ibn Aqil, Ya Hani ibn Urwa, Ya Zuhair, قوموا عن نومتكم أيها الكرام. Rise up, O my honorable companions. Don't you see that they're going towards the tent? Don't you see that they're looking at Zainab? Don't you see that my children are all alone? Hussein,